producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Feel secure that by the time you spend some quality moments with us, you'll know what the heck is going on there anyway.
What would you do if I threw my cat at your head?
You have to work it that harder. Are you going to bring her with you when we go to eat this weekend? Is that
maybe, just maybe, just to see what you would do.
Our motivational work today... That's Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen. Not to be confused with Ken Kessler, who's here on the Good Day program
Much
as well.
More sensible.
Big thinking always precedes big achievement. If you don't have a dream, how do you make it come true? Hopefully all of you have woken up this morning and you've been thinking about your dream for the day. Yes, a dream. We all should have a dream a day. Think about what you're thankful for. Think about what your day is going to be all about. What can you do? How are you going to do it? Let's bring something to the world. Let's achieve something together. Let's build a sort of framework of high expectations. Even if you can't get all the way to the top, look at what Jennifer does every single day of her life. She gets up early in the morning, goes on this radio program. She goes to her father's business, her business, her father's business, works there, toils all day long, does a local Los Angeles radio program, and then she finds some unsuspecting guy who's interested...
And I charm him with my...
Well, there are
coming in wiles.
Yes, that's
him with all that wine. Remember, only one glass anymore, though, Jennifer.
I know. Well, no, I can have as much as I want till I'm 40.
Oh, really? Okay. How about the guy? But you want to date guys that are older than you, right?
Yeah, probably, yes.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Which is more fun, because then they can drive me around after I've had my multiple glasses of wine.
There you go.
Safety first.
So, quote of the day today... Unknowingly added an alcoholic slur to our national speech pattern.
What are you talking about?
An Australian academic suggested Aussies can thank their drunk ancestors for the country's accent.
I totally agree with this, by the way. Well, I was I keep bringing this up, but I just returned from Prague and from the Czech Republic. And the first week that I was away, I was on a media trip with 14 other people. Three of them were Australians.
Uh-huh.
And they do always talk like they're drunk. And by the way, a lot of the time, they are drunk. They're the partiers for sure.
All right. So our thought for the day today comes from John Glenn. At 77, he went... back into space on this date in 1998 in the space shuttle Discovery. Remember that? How cool that was? Very, very cool. He said, quote, I think too many people live by the calendar and become couch potatoes. I think people ought to do what they want to do and what they can do. And the implication there is that you ought not to retire or give up unless you really feel like you have nothing else to contribute. That sort of goes with my message, my daily message here on this program, is never give up.
Yeah.
Always keep pushing. No matter what your desire, what your heart's desire is, whether it's a love relationship, whether it's career, whether it's a sports, you have some goal, you want to do a triathlon or something. Whatever your goal, find a goal. Have that goal in your mind every day. Maybe you have multiple goals. I do. I have three or four. Goals that I try to pursue every single day. And I think that's what, among many other things, will keep you and me healthy. And make sure you stay away from the hot dogs that have
hair and fingernails. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday, actually.
Where are you?
It's funny that you bring this up. It's like Uri Geller, our friend Uri, and his synchronicity.
Synchronicity, yes.
But I was thinking about how time is like a strap on all of us. Like, we think, okay, we have to do this by this age.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be here. And it's all arbitrary.
Artificial.
Yeah, and think about how many times you say, oh, I'm going to start my diet on Monday, or I'll go and clean out this room next Tuesday. Or, I mean, you're always pushing things off. If we didn't have a calendar, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
Time would just be time.
Yep. Time. What's that song? Who did that song?
Time is on my
side. Rolling Stones song, isn't it?
I don't don't know if that's a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, no, it is. Kenny,
is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Rolling Stone song.
All right. Let's see if we can clarify what happened last night, EIEIO, the GOP candidates. I think the debate was against the CNBC moderators.
Definitely.
Frankly.
Once Ted Cruz got the roaring approval from the crowd when he gave him a smackdown, then everybody was like, yeah, me too, those darn moderators.
All right, so, Carol, let's go to cut 2908, where Ted Cruz does what Jennifer just explained.
You know, let me say something at the outset. The questions that have been asked so far in this debate illustrate why the American people don't trust the media. This is not a cage match. And if you look at the questions, Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain? Ben Carson, can you do math? John Kasich, will you insult two people over here? Marco Rubio, why don't you resign? Jeb Bush, why have your numbers fallen? How about talking about the substantive issues people care about?
Yeah, Ted.
Yeah. They chatted about some light things, raising the debt ceiling, Social Security, tax plans. Who wins most realistic? I'm going through some of the sound here and reading some of the sort of paraphrased comments that came from people. I like John Kasich. I have liked him all along. He's quiet, he's thoughtful, he's intelligent, he's not overdone, he's not overcooked. He spoke with his hands a bit, a lot of energy.
People that I saw on social media, that I think he was lost on the crowd last night. He got a little bit lost. He and Rand Paul had a hard time breaking through.
Well, but if you look at where he comes from, he and Paul Ryan have a very similar background. In case you didn't know it. And his philosophy is very similar to Paul Ryan's in terms of the budget, what we're doing. I mean, this is anathema. The borrowing of money, if this has been lost on you this week, the government is trying to raise the debt limit again. And part of the budget deal the Republicans made with the administration was to raise the debt ceiling again.
Well, there's some backdoor deals going on. I actually, a little bit of insight into what is going on here. Yes. If you want to talk about how there is a ruling class in this country, and we can put on our tinfoil hats right now, and we can adjust them to the left a little bit.
Trilateralists, whatever you want to call them.
There's a backlash towards establishment candidates, especially on the GOP side. You have people liking Donald Trump, and you like liking Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina, and the establishment Republicans do not like that. And it looks like they're willing to destroy their party's chance of taking the presidency because they don't want an anti-establishment candidate in office. And so what happened is that Boehner, who is getting ready to leave, who's
Mr.
been accused of being Mr. Establishment, made a deal with President Obama, and the GOP knows about this deal. The people that run the RNC.
And this is two people that basically run the country. Here they are.
Correct. They made a deal, and this gives President Obama unlimited, for 2 years, he can raise the debt ceiling as long as he's in office, as long as he wants, and then whoever comes in after that can do the
but
same thing.
But they still have to vote on it.
Well, right, and I think Rand Paul's going to try to filibuster, but this debt ceiling is going to raise as much as they want. This was done because they want to do a gotcha to the Republicans, so in the debate against Hillary or whoever the candidate's going to be, they're going to say, well, this is your spending plan, not mine, and this could cost the Republicans the election, and the RNC is doing this to hedge their bets, thinking that maybe it is going to be a Trump or a Carson or a Fiorina, and they would rather see
the arrogance of the Republican Party.
Hillary
is
a better option to them.
Belief. And it's because of guys like the Koch brothers and Stanley or Sidney Adelston or whatever his name is in Las Vegas.
I don't know if you saw Trump's smackdown on the Koch brothers, but he smacked down the super PACs. He said, your real enemy is these super PACs. There are good people on the stage doing very bad things because of super PACs.
Yep.
And he's right. He's totally right about that.
Yep. We'll get to what the Donald had to say in a moment. You're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 16 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
We're 100% certain it's gonna rain eventually, and we know it's gonna get dark tonight. Because we feel good these things will happen. NAPA's taking up to 30% off select headlamps and wiper blades. Plus up to $10 back after mail-in rebate when you buy a pair. Big savings on headlamps and wipers. Bet you didn't see that coming. Conquer the job with NAPA know-how. And participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last.
17 after the hour.
14:15.
I've been doing that all morning. You notice that?
What? I mean, talking over the nice gentleman there.
So eager to get back to the conversation here. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. Kenny, what do you have that is significant before we get to a Donald Trump sort of an excerpt from him from last night? What do you have in general from some of our folks who find this whole thing sort of annoying and appalling?
Well, Margaret said that Trump had me in the beginning on immigration, but he lost me recently on saying eminent domain is a wonderful thing, and then he blamed George W. Bush for 9/11.
Okay.
Not a good strategy. I agree with that person. All right, what else?
Mark says, I still have yet to see Bush show any real desire to be there.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be there either. I think that fellow's very right. Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio last night going after Rubio said he ought to resign. He's not going to show up.
And he's right about that? Yeah, it's weird.
There's an issue someplace here, and it's people who are public servants. That's the issue. People who are public servants who abuse the power of their office, whether they're elected or appointed, bureaucrats, whatever it is, people are taking you and me, the taxpayer, for a ride. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. All right, another quickie, Kenny.
Martin says Donald Trump looked tired. He was pouty and invisible.
Really?
All right, here's Donald Trump talking about his employees, what he would do if employees wanted to carry guns.
Would you feel more comfortable if your employees brought guns to work?
Yes, I might feel more comfortable. I would say that I would, and I have a permit, which is very unusual in New York, a permit to carry, and I do carry on occasion, sometimes a lot, but I like to be unpredictable so that people don't know exactly. By the way, unlike our country, where we're totally predictable, and the enemy, whether it's ISIS or anybody else, they know exactly what we're doing because we have the wrong leadership. But I feel that the gun-free zones, and, you know, when you say that, that's target practice for the sickos and for the mentally ill. That's target. They look around for gun-free zones. Now, we could give you another example. The Marines, the Army, these wonderful six soldiers that were killed, two of them were among the most highly decorated. They weren't allowed on a military base to have guns, and somebody walked in and shot them, killed them. If they had guns, he wouldn't be around very long. I can tell you there wouldn't have been much damage. So I think gun-free zones are a catastrophe. They're a feeding frenzy for sick people. We
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not 3 times. 3 minutes in the living room. You hear me, I'm gonna feel lonely.
Every day at this time, in the music portion of this hour, our focus is on a contest that features three songs. Count them. 1, 2, 3. Un, deux, trois. So what we are going to ask you to do is to listen carefully and tell us what the songs have in common. What brings them together? What ties them up? 888-302-3684. First song is by Bon Jovi called It's My Life. Reached the top in 17 other countries as well of their charts. Nominated for a Grammy. Lost out in 2000 to U2. It did win Video of the Year at VH1's My Music Awards. An acoustical version of the song was released in 2003, but it didn't do much on the charts. Number one, during this week in 2000, It's My Life by Bon Jovi. Crank it up, Karen, a little bit more, please. Right, the important part of the work here was at the very beginning of the song. So let's move on to the next song, Stephen Bishop's On and On. What a great pop hit this is.
Puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when he feels like crying.
This is a big hit from 1977. Spent 28 weeks on the charts. Stephen Bishop is also well known as a songwriter. Wrote hits for Kenny Loggins, Phil Collins, Barbara Streisand. Also had memorable cameo appearances in Animal House and in the Blues Brothers movie. That was all about music. That whole movie was about that. So, On and On, Stephen Bishop is the second of three. 888-302-3684. Here's a Dream Academy with Life in a Northern Town.
And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away.
right, so you've got it. All three of these songs have done what they need to do to be in unison, if you will, as far as an idea. 888-302-3684. It's My Life by Bon Jovi. On and On by Stephen Bishop. Life in a Northern Town by Dream Academy. It was their first single, by the way. A big hit from 1986. The song was a hit again in 2007 when it was covered by Sugarland. I would think that would be the version you knew or liked, Benjamin.
You got it.
Band never had another big hit. The members went their separate ways in 1991. But it was number one for a while. Life in a Northern Town by Dream Academy. As far as I'm concerned, Carrie, you can go back to On and On by Stephen Bishop. But let's see what we can shake out of the trees here. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. We have, let's start with Darren, who is, where are you, in Arkansas, Darren?
Yes, right.
All right.
Nice. Arkansas.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. It's early.
Good. It is early. Not a bad thing, though. Get up and what is the old business about a worm and a bird? You know that story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early right. bird. I've been an early bird for 25 years.
All right. Get the worms out of your mouth and tell us what you think these songs have in common.
Are they all songs that have to do with life?
They all have to do with life. There's a song from the person they're about called That's Life. Maybe that's what you were thinking. Dennis in New Jersey, what do you think the connection is here?
I think it's Sinatra.
The mention of Frank Sinatra in the beginning of all three of these songs, Bon Jovi, Stephen Bishop, Dream Academy, is what they have in common. You are correct. You get the prize. Congratulations. Thank you. Hold on. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing inherently wrong with telling your dog no once in a while, except that doesn't give him enough information. What are you telling him no for? I often joke when I walk into some homes and say the word no, the dog comes thinking that's his name. Instead of telling your dog no, no all the time, tell him what you want him to do. Dogs don't generalize well, so if your dog jumps up on someone to say hello and you say no, he may jump higher or may jump to the left side instead of the right. It's really important that you understand this concept, okay? When you're working with your dog, don't focus on the negative, because if you do, you'll get a dog that may react to negative. What you want to do is focus on the positive. So, for example, if you do have that dog that's jumping all over people, rather than saying, no, 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 bad dog, what I suggest you do is take the leash and collar out at that point. I'm assuming you've done some basic training with your dog, and use the positive reinforcement you learned early on to control the situation. It's never no, no, no. Occasionally, yes, and basic training will make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now 33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Thursday, October the 29th on the radio with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Rich will be along, I think. In the meantime, I'm just sort of, as I'm preparing where we go, what direction we go, and I sort of, my mind wafted off for a minute there. I know that that
what?
Would surprise
your mind
you.
Was wafting?
It wafted into what I'm going to be doing this weekend. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to Los Angeles this afternoon, and I'm going to spend the weekend with my daughter and my son and my grandson. And
and me,
and
your
Jennifer,
daughter.
Yes, right. I'll be spending time with Jen Jen as well. So I was thinking about something that I read once about having a boy. Meredith and I had this conversation. Meredith, the girlfriend, and I, she was hoping it would be a girl because girls are so much more fun. So
yeah,
she thought.
We like to dress girls.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So when it was a boy, well, we knew it was a boy early on because Megan had, because they are both profs at UCLA, had terrific medical care, and the UCLA Medical Center, they were in there every week getting this test and that test, checking out this, that, and the other thing, and I think that went a long way to helping the baby who was in vitro be very healthy. And Megan's very conscious of the stuff, so she wouldn't do anything bad while she was pregnant anyway, and now very conscious of what to do and who to listen to as far as parenting advice is concerned. Is raising boys easier than raising girls? The parent, one fellow that I read said, from the moment you hear, it's a boy, you're the parent of a boy. The babies, some people think, are only different in that they wear different colored clothing. Boys are blue, girls are pink. I'm not sure that that's the case, but it'll be interesting for, especially in this society. I'm not into the male dominance in our society, although some people somehow over the years have considered me to be a sort of male chauvinist pig. I don't.
Only on Tuesdays, though.
No, Tuesday. Yeah, okay. I think that I'm pretty good at being on both sides, and I think, frankly, I did a pretty good job with Megan and Brendan. But I wonder. I'm not worried. I just want to do the right thing by this youngster, and I want to be with him as much as I can. As there's something, whether it, we all feel this way, right? About children and grandchildren, they're so precious at this age. And so I will be on my own with him tomorrow afternoon.
You're babysitting. Huh?
I am, yes.
I want you to take really good detailed notes so we remember what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do that. All right, so that's that story. Now into the other stories of our conversation. By the way, hello today to Jeff Hillary and Peter Wilkinson, Joe Tobin, all listening and monitoring what we're doing on Facebook. Before we get back to the presidential presentation last night, I wanted to mention what the House did. I think most of the conversation we've had about this has been off the air, Jennifer. I don't know how much we skewered the appropriate person who ought to be skewered, but Boehner should be hung by his toenails, as far as I'm concerned. What a sellout. The deal, this sweeping budget measure that was approved now, it's going to the Senate, and they'll probably approve it over there as well. Hopefully, they'll take a shot at Boehner. He's going to hand over the gavel today, probably, right, to Paul Ryan, isn't he?
Yeah, Paul Ryan will be voted in today.
And Ryan wouldn't have let this thing get past first base.
Well, don't be so sure. I mean, I like Paul Ryan. Don't know how different he is from John Boehner.
Okay, so give us your philosophy, your theory about how this all is taking place and what the payout is or the payoff is.
Well, you know, and I'll preface this by saying so often the political parties are very eager to put us into Democrats, Republicans. We hate each other. You know, and there's always this fighting. It's my thought. And
Mostly phony.
As I've gotten more into this political world, there is definitely a ruling class, and that ruling class is the establishment in both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. And John Boehner has worked with President Obama time and time again to do things that his voters don't want. I mean, a couple of years ago during the election when the Republicans took control of the Senate, there was a mandate by people that they wanted change. There's been no change. There's been no lack of spending. No one's being more responsible. And so now the theory is that John Boehner and President Obama made a deal together where Boehner would sign off on this debt ceiling raise, which was attached to the budget at midnight. You know, nothing good happens when things that are attached around midnight. Mm-hmm. And essentially this gives the president, President Obama now, whoever is after him for 2 years, the ability to raise the debt ceiling willy-nilly as much as they want, right?
Outrageous.
Which is ridiculous. I think Rand Paul will filibuster today. I don't know. Rand Paul brought it up in the debate last night and said, I'm filibustering, so hopefully we'll see him do that today. Mm-hmm. But what this does for the Republicans, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, is so desperate to have one of their establishment candidates win that they'd rather, presidential candidates win, that they would rather sign over the election to Hillary Clinton or a Democrat than have someone like Donald Trump, Carly Fiorina, or Ben Carson win.
Because it's all about them. None of this is about you. When is it that those of you who are partisan patriots, so you think you're partisan patriots, you're getting screwed 75 ways from Sunday by all the big money from the Koch brothers and Sheldon Adelson and all these other people who are shelling out millions to get their
to become a ruling class.
Want the, this is like the caste system in India.
Yeah.
Where they now have, we have a ruling class and then we have an underclass. And it has, it started with the corruption in the, there's nothing that's sacred in this country. The Supreme Court is corrupt.
Right.
And
what's going to happen with this, Doug, is now that Boehner has signed off on this, it's set up the Republicans for failure. Because in the debate, when they go up against Hillary Clinton, which somebody will go up against Hillary in a debate, and they're going to talk about how terrible the economic policy is, and she's
going to
say, it's yours.
Yeah.
You signed off, it's yours.
Yep.
And there you go. Hillary Clinton is the next president. And the Republican National Committee would rather see that than one of their candidates, because they want to be in control.
When are you
going to
wake up, those of you who think the Republicans are so wonderful and Fox News is so great and they tell you the truth, they're lying through their teeth. It's all about the Fox people want to be part of the ruling class. Hello, Rupert Murdoch, you don't think he wants to run everything in conjunction with the Koch brothers and some of these other people? That all they want is more money, more power, and they're getting it, and it's under your nose, right under your nose, and you can't see it, or you're not doing anything about it, or you say, oh, what can I do? I don't know what I can do. And I'll bring you back around to government in my community. I was talking about this a little bit before. I'm a town meeting member here in Framingham. We had 216 members of town meeting. 108 showed up last night.
Wow.
Half of the people who are elected to serve in town meeting showed up And through the course of it, there was one speaker that got up, and I thought she was extraordinarily adept at putting the thing into the right capsule. I've been there. Most of the, there's about 100 of us who show up for every meeting, or pretty much every meeting. We don't have a special agenda. We're here to work on all of the various projects and to vote on various issues. But there are those that just show up when they have an issue, and they're not really interested in the town. They're interested in themselves and whatever that issue will do for them. And that's what we've got going on in state legislatures all across the country. That's what we have going on in the House and the Senate. We're getting snookered, and you're all so asleep looking at those damn iPhones and being paralyzed in quite a putrid fashion by all of the bells and whistles. And okay, so some people thought this was a big deal last night. This was a lot of hokey baloney. It was. There was nothing. I was trying to find something. Carly Fiorina, who was really the substantive candidate as far as I'm concerned. I think she has, to this point, expressed herself well. She separated herself pretty well. There's two or three things she did. And I think, frankly, when she fell apart, because she did, she lost steam, was when she overdid the Planned Parenthood thing, because she wasn't right. And that sort of slowed her down to a point of, oh, really? And she was right on pretty much all the other issues. If she hadn't gone down that path, and the only reason she went down that path was to attract the right-wing whack jobs who think all of that stuff is the most important thing in the world.
She was misquoted a lot. I mean, she was quoting videos. And
well, but
people,
what she said on the stage was incorrect. She ought not to have said what she said. So last night I was looking for her to do something, and basically what she did was take a trip down CEO memory lane. She thought back on her time at Hewlett-Packard. The moderators tried to take a shot at her. She did say she would reduce the tax code. See, let's talk about the tax code and taxes. Let's listen to Carly Fiorina. And the only thing that I have here is an outtake. Kara, is 2903, where she talks about Democrats being bad for women.
92%. 92% of the jobs lost during Barack Obama's first term belonged to women. Senator Cruz is precisely right. 3 million women have fallen into poverty under this administration. The number of women living in extreme poverty is the highest level on record. I am a conservative because I know our values, our principles, and our policies work better to lift everyone up, men and women.
The stupos at CNBC couldn't shut the hell up and let her speak.
Well, finish her
thought. The problem is that with Carly and with so many of the candidates is that they weren't answering the questions that were being asked.
Because the questions were stupid.
That's how debates go. Would you like the Dodgers? And then they'll be like, no, but I have a tax plan about blah, blah, blah. You know.
Exactly.
Let's listen to Rand Paul, who is the best man when it comes to tax plans. Here is his response to, I don't even know if this was a response to a question or a response to somebody else said, but here's what he said about his tax plan.
Mine is unique in the sense that my tax plan actually gets rid of the payroll tax as well. It shifts it to the business, and it would allow middle-class people to get a tax cut. If you just cut their income tax, there isn't much income tax to cut. Mine actually cuts the payroll tax, and I think it would spread the tax cut across all socioeconomic levels and would allow then it to be something that would be broadly supported by the public in an election.
He said his weakness is that he'll rein in government spending. His weakness.
Well, everybody was talking about, I'm too thorough. It's like that terrible interview question that no one knows how to answer. And he's like, I'd rein in spending.
Yeah. All right. So lots silly. Of food for thought. But the more important things to be thinking about are not what they said last night, but who they are, who they represent, who's paying for their trip down political lane. And the only one there who's not getting a ride from somebody else is Trump.
He's
say what you
financing.
Will about all the rest of these people.
Except
the rest of them are all out there, but they're all out there stumbling for money. What'd you say, Kenny?
Well, Trump's not. Trump, most of the money he spent in this last quarter came from donations. Nothing came from his pocket.
He's really only spent, though, $2 million.
What donations? Not big donations. Taking big donations. He's taking little donations, right?
Right. But it's not. He keeps saying how it's his money, and he's not spending any of his money.
Really?
So does that disqualify him in your mind? Well, he's qualified in your mind for other reasons, but
right for other reasons.
He's, you know, he hasn't really had to spend anything though, because he's getting a ton of publicity. Yeah,
right,
so.
Exactly. All right, it's 45 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let me turn your attention to your high blood pressure problem, if you have one. This next 60 seconds or so is directed at you. Actually, you know, that's not really true. This is directed at everybody who's over the age of 40, whether you have high blood pressure or not. Sooner or later, you'll look that ungifted horse in the mouth and think, ooh, I should have done something about this when I was younger. What you can do to get your blood pressure down or to keep it where it is, fortunately, my blood pressure is good. It's about 110 over 68 most of the time, and that's pretty good for most any age, especially when you get up for a couple of years. So I'm pleased with it, but I'm working on keeping it there because that keeps you away from heart disease and strokes and all the things that happen to you as you go down the pike. And the best way to keep my blood pressure where it is for me every day to have a glass of Super Beets. Take that Super Beet powder that comes from non-GMO beets, and the patented drying process that they use to create this powder, put it in a drink, and then when you mix it into the water, you drink it, you'll feel in the next 20 minutes a real surge in energy. And if I'm trying to do this when I have my workout during the day, and it's very helpful because it gets more blood into my muscles, into my brain, into my organs, all through my body. That's the best part of this. It gets the blood around, opens up the nitric oxide in the beets, opens up the channels, the arteries, so the blood will flow into the mini arteries and the micro veins and all those places. Every part of your body deserves to be treated the same way, and that's why Super Beets is such a wonderful way for you to keep your blood and everything else circulating and doing well. By the way, there's another product that comes from these same folks called Neo 40, which is a capsule that melts in your mouth and instantly absorbed into your system, gives you that same sort of energy. It isn't slow and coming on. It's fast. It's there. It's a wake me up in the morning. So here's the offer. The folks that make Super Beets and Neo 40 are reachable at 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com. Check out the offer. Two boxes of Neo 40 that you use every day, at least in the morning when you get up. And then a free 30-day supply of Super Beets to use later during the day. The book on nitric oxide explains how nitric oxide works in your system. The saliva testing strips and a money-back guarantee, free shipping. All of that is yours. You'll feel and know that you are actually doing things differently on Super Beets and Neo 40. 800-655-4183. Testimonials galore. At DougLikesBeats.com. Yes, galore. Super Beets, Neo 40, 800-655-4183.
Get your Pliny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments.
A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have.
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and
well, look at what we have here. It's television time on Good Day. A lot of things are going on, including another new remake at NBC. And the comparison between what people who interested themselves in sports versus the debate, what they watched and how.
Well, I
the
was two going back events. And forth, that's back right. and yeah. forth last exactly. night. I was really worried. Yeah,
those
that.
Were the two events of the evening last night. We'll talk about those. Jennifer and Doug here on Good Day in just a matter of moments. You can hold your breath, I think, for the amount of time we'll be gone. Everybody.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual
of me. Why not take all of me? All right, Kenny, you can be the arbiter on this. Mm-hmm. Not whether I'm singing well, but is there a song called All of Me? Seems
yeah.
to me there is, right?
Yeah, it's an old standard.
It is. Was it used
just
in
like
the...
you. Yada, 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 yada. yada, yada.
You're paying. We have lunch. You're buying.
You're cashing checks that your mouth can't. Wait, no. What is it? What is it? Your mouth is writing checks that your
whatever can't do.
I don't know. Can't all cash. Right. I don't know.
The remember the film All of Me? There was the Steve Martin, Lily Tomlin body
all
swap.
All of Me.
Why not take all of me? Anyway, NBC has decided they're going to make it into a television series.
Ready? Of course. Is there anything that NBC has decided not to make it? To a television series.
Carl Reiner will be the executive producer. He's the one that did the movie. So what do we expect from that? If they can get Steve Martin, Lily Tomlin to star in the TV show, they got something.
Yeah, you're talking.
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, forget about it.
All right, I can't believe we're already talking about this, but they're getting ready for New Year's Rockin' Eve in New York City.
Rock and roll.
And apparently, according to ABC, they've announced that Carrie Underwood will perform a number of her hits during Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest in Times Square. The event also includes Fergie, who will host the Billboard Hollywood Party, and Jenny McCarthy, again, who's been there the last few years. She'll be reporting live from Times Square.
She's actually married to Donnie Wahlberg now, isn't she?
She sure is, who, by the way, was tweeting, I guess, last night. He was tweeting that CNBC stunk and that they should leave Carly Fiorina alone. So, you know.
By the way, what do you think? As far as television events are concerned, say what you will about CNBC and their moderators. They're not ready for prime time. But CNBC got a big boost, so now people at least know what they do over there.
I didn't even know where CNBC was on my dial.
But you could find where the World Series, and you were going back and forth, which is what most people were doing, I think, last night. World Series debate.
The debate went to a break. I went to the World Series. Yeah. And it wasn't that exciting of a game, so it was okay to do that.
Yeah, but there are fabulous ratings for radio and television from this.
Great.
All right.
Also going on, you know, now we're a few weeks into the fall TV season, so now we're seeing what's going to survive and what's not. Mm-hmm. Good news over at Fox, those two sitcoms that they have, The Grinder and Grandfathered, have all been picked up for the season. So both of those pretty cute shows. Over at NBC, Bad News for the Player, which I was trying to get into. It was
What was it about?
That was the one with Wesley Snipes.
Oh.
And it was about them trying to, they'd gamble on a guy who was fighting crime, essentially. That's why they call it The Player. Well, Jennifer Lopez has a new police drama called Shades of Blue, and it's getting a premiere date January 14th, with a special two-hour episode. So apparently to make room for J-Lo, NBC has said, we're going to replace The Player, which was recently cut to just 9 episodes. That starts in January. And it should be a good one. Jennifer Lopez going to TV is pretty big news. The Miss Universe pass. Now airing on the Fox network. NBC announced it's going to refuse the pageant because of its tie with Donald Trump.
I thought he sold his interest in it, though.
I thought that, too. Yeah. I don't know. You know, to be honest, hashtag, who cares?
I used to say that you get upset with me.
When I say it to myself, it's okay.
All right, okay. Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan, Ken Kessler, 59 after.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.